celebrated cartoonist at The New Yorker, Reader's Digest, Wall Street Journal, and America Magazine, and popular book author and illustrator, Pat Burns is also a former rocket scientist and stay-at-home dad and blogger who has lots of ideas every day. He left copywriting for a successful voiceover acting career and has written a number of musicals. Pat is also married to Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan. Pat, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I don't think I've ever read an introduction where someone was a former rocket scientist and stay-at-home dad. Tell us about that.
Well, actually,
that's quite a career path, Pat.
Yeah, I know. Well, quite a career trajectory, I think, is the geeky
your
word you're looking for there.
So how did it happen?
Well, the God's honest truth is I went to Notre Dame to study cartooning because they had a totally student-run daily newspaper. But I couldn't tell my parents I'm going to study cartooning, so my cover story was to get a degree in aerospace.
There we go. But
it's loopy, but that's just what a cartoonist does sometimes.
And so before we talk about the current thing that you're doing, I always really enjoy talking to stay-at-home dads because I always think that they really have – the tougher job. Now, I know that your wife, Lisa Madigan, obviously has a tough job being Illinois Attorney State General, but at the same time, you've got a tough job being the stay-at-home dad.
Well, women have been saying this for eons, and I think I can say it authoritatively because I am a man.
No one
slapped me. Quit throwing things.
That's right.
But I've had a lot of different jobs, various levels of stress and difficulty, and the women were right all along. It is way tougher. In fact, my blog post today talks about a study that was done finding that men who are stay-at-home dads have like an 82% higher risk of dropping dead, mostly from heart. Yeah.
I would believe that true because I've stayed home. I always said that, well, at least at work they pretend to listen to me, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
At home. They don't even. So,
you're
so let's
stuck
talk,
with them at home.
Exactly. Let's talk a little about Smirks. You said that the inspiration for your application, Smirks, was really born out of a failed attempt to pen a gag about Twitter's 140. Tell us about that.
Well, I was trying to make a joke, something like 140 characters. Who has that much to say?
That's right.
And it just didn't play out funny enough in a cartoon, and so I was letting it go. And sometimes when you're letting something go, you see it from a different side. And I thought, wait a minute, there are times when I do have no words to say, but I have so much to say. Mm-hmm. And emoticons kind of do that. But there are so many things that our face can express that are nowhere in emoticons. And the human touch is lost. And we have this wonderful smart technology, and it needs some emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. And that's what Smirks is there to do.
Yeah.
Emoticons started off brilliant concept, just the semicolon, parenthesis. It acknowledged that textual communications need something more. They need the human heart, they need the human face, but the visual context that we're used to when we talk to each other. Like right now, at least we can get a sense of each other from the tone of voice. But when you're just texting or emailing, you don't have that. When you can put an emoticon there that says, just joking, that's great. That helps avoid a lot of misunderstandings. But there's so many other shades and colors. Emoticons evolved into something more decorative, and it did not go in the direction of an emotional language. And Smirks is trying to correct that step in evolution.
So for those that have not used Smirks, it's an iPhone app. Describe a little bit more about the application.
Well, we redesigned the emoticon to look more like a native iPhone icon. And it's a face that you change the expression on it. You have different ways you can navigate on your phone. You can run your finger up or down, left, right. You can pinch and stretch. And we use those different gestures to say, okay, well, up and down, what's that? Well, an up mood is happier. A down mood is sadder. Left and right are usually things like volume. So if you go right, well, that's kind of a bigger expression or more energetic or there's something more forceful to it. Left, that's something maybe more introverted or more passive or somehow withdrawn. pinch and stretch, well, sometimes your face gets smushed, and you can hear that in the voice. Right? Your teeth get gritted, your eyebrows go down. Then the open, the stretch, opens it up, and you go, It's it just uses a very intuitive gestures to, you know, get in touch, literally, excuse the pun, in touch with your emotions. And then it's drag and drop, and you send it to whoever you want. And with iOS 5 coming out with iMessage, that's going to get Smirks doing what we had hoped it could do from the very beginning. So it's developing right in step with the technology.
Well, what's the difference about iOS 5? What is it going to make your product be able to do?
You'll be able to do kind of peer-to-peer stuff.
Like, yeah.
Right now, the closest we can do is with text messaging.
Mm-hmm.
But we always pictured this as an emotional side channel. So, for instance, say you are sitting in a meeting, and you and your business partner are there, and you're hearing a pitch from somebody who wants your business. And you're just doodling with your iPhones while you're listening, and you got your game face on.
Right.
And you know, you're not making faces at them. You're straight up poker. And to your partner, you are smirking on
right.
your phone. You're passing messages back and forth, and you don't have to type anything. They don't see you typing. They just see you doodling with your finger on your phone, and you're actually trading facial expressions. So when that comes that time in the meeting, they say, okay, well, do you guys want to step out in the hall a second and talk? You go, no. I think we can speak together here. You're already of one mind. You know, if you're both giving this look like, not working for me. Or if you're saying, you both have this very open, excited look on your face, you can keep your poker face and you can trade your real face with your business partner or, friend or family, There are those kinds of opportunities that we wanted from the beginning, but the technology wasn't ready for it yet, but it's just about ready, and we think it's a really exciting step.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing application because emoticons really are limited, and so is written speech, and so many times emails or those short 140 characters really gets misinterpreted, right?
Right. A few weeks ago, I had to deliver some bad news to somebody. Ran an idea by me, and it was somebody I didn't want to say, "Ooh, I don't like that idea." So I said, "How do I phrase this gently, delicately, without hurting his feelings?" I sent him a smirk. That was just kind of a kind of look, and he got the message and was able to laugh.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to put it in words. I didn't have to commit it to words that could, come back and haunt me. So
yeah.
I was thrilled to have it at that point.
Pat, I love the application. Where can people download it and learn more about the wonderful stuff you're doing?
You can go to smirks.net. That's smurks.net. You don't even need the www in front of it. Just go straight there. Save your time. We're all about convenience. And that you can see video demos, you can see tutorials there to show you how to use it, and you can just get a real fun sense of it. And, it's a language. It's an emotional language, and the more people speak in it, the more useful it's going to be.
All right. Well, I'm smiling right now. I just want to let you know.
Good.
Pat, thanks for being on the show, and have a good weekend.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.